Welcome to Real Life Real Talk. This is the podcast where you want to come and get inspired, motivated, learn about a few new coping skills, and encourage someone else to push through. Everyone is invited. Everyone is welcome. Come through, share your story, share an episode with one of your friends. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoy. So, I just wanted to talk about this, and I hope that with what I'm saying resonates with someone and helps someone else. I don't even know where to begin, so I'm just going to start off by saying that I have become this woman who refuses to settle for anything less than what I deserve. And I'm going to tell you why. All right, so if you've been listening to my podcast, or if you've been following me on social media, then you know that I used to be married. Okay. I don't really talk about it as much because I kind of like to forget the person. But at the same time, I also try to look at it as a lesson, because it was definitely a lesson. All right, so that was 2013 to 2016. I got divorced in 2017, and my ex-boyfriend 2017, and we separated 2021. All right, now with both of these relationships, neither one of us, when I started out with the ex-husband and when I started out with my ex-boyfriend, neither one of us had a place to live in. Okay. So in my mind, I was this let's work together and get a crib type female. That was always me, right? Okay, so I've always been a hustler because I understand that you can't live nowhere for free. Number one. Number two, I have kids, so my kids need somewhere to live. So if it ain't about me, it's damn sure gonna be about my kids. With that being said, I always make sure to try to keep some type of job or some type of hustle. And there might have been a couple of months maybe a couple of months where I did not have a job, but I always made sure I tried to make some type of money, some type of way, because I never wanted to depend on a man or depend on anyone. And I never wanted anyone to be like, A, I did this for you, so B, you got to do this for me. Or A, if it wasn't for me, then B, you wouldn't be here. Now, here's where things get awesome, okay? Because I'm going to tell you how I play this game called build a guy, or how when guys complain about how there's no woman out here that wants to be with a man through thick and thin, and he can't be broke, and they want a man with money. Listen, before I even get into what I'm about to say, let me just say this. Neither one of the dudes that I was with had money like that. So that was never the reason why I wanted to get with them. Like, so that's just out of the... I'm a different breed. I'm sorry. And maybe that's why I ended up in the situations that I ended up in. Anyways. I'm going to rewind back and slow down a little bit. Okay. So, with my ex-husband, when we got together... Mind you, the crib that we moved into after we got married, the wedding, all that stuff was paid out of the expenses of other people, not our pockets. Because I was working at Wendy's, and I don't even remember where he was working at, but it was not like he was making a lot of money. So anyways, we got together, got a crib. In my mind, I'm like, hey, why don't you start your own business? You like doing certain stuff. Start your own business. Even went as far as to try to advertise, get flyers made, buy equipment, which he gonna tell everybody I didn't. Or whoever he told, he gonna say I didn't, which I did. And I got receipts to prove it, but it's not important. That was so long ago. tried to get him to start his own little business. So, because then you could be at your own time, you can work on your own time. you can call your own shots and you can make as much money as you want or as little as you want without somebody telling you exactly what to do. That was my whole goal because I wanted to start my own business. But I figured since I was married, why don't I help him start his business first so that when his business get booming, I can start mine. That was my intentions. Like, no lie. That was my intentions. However, it didn't work out between us for other reasons. If you go back to a couple of my podcasts, you'll know why. So, when it all boiled down to it, at the end of that marriage, he left. I lost a crib, a car, two cars actually, a crib. I ended up losing multiple jobs, ended up being homeless without any help from anybody to get back on my feet. And I literally had to start back over. And I had to move in with someone to stay with someone else to get back on my feet. And I did. Right? Okay, so that's that. And then right after that, I ended up getting into a relationship with this guy. Now, I would not badmouth him because he actually did show me something different than what I was used to. However, dude never really worked. He said he never really held down a real job, like blase blase, you know. Which to me, I was like, okay, well, since we both don't have nowhere to live, since we both don't have anywhere to stay, let's work together and get a crib. So we worked together. He was working two jobs. I was working two jobs. We ended up getting a crib, moving in together. Boom, right? Again, I can't say nothing bad besides the fact that I was trying to get him to start his own businesses because he was very talented and he was, you know, his skills. He had a lot of skills that he could make money off by doing his own business. Again, that was another one who did not want to do his own business because he said he didn't want to talk to people. Which I was like, okay, so you just keep working for other motherfuckers that are shitting on you. Whatever. Well, I don't even know where to go from there. Besides, when he left, I now had to depend on my own income. Instead of it being a two-income household, I ended up being a one-income household. Which the bills that we had accumulated together was meant for two incomes. However, it's not really meant for two incomes. I just wanted to say that because it sounded good. It made life easier basically because I was able to still tend to my other businesses that I was trying to push. When he left, I had to shut down my businesses and focus only on making more money to cover all my expenses and my household. So I said all that to say that you guys, some of you guys, like to holler, women only want men with money. Clearly, you don't want to mess with nobody that's broke. Same thing for men, about women. Like, you don't want to mess with a female that's broke because I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't. To me, in my mind, I'd like to keep my hustle because I don't want a guy to come into my life and be like, oh, she a broke bitch. Oh, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? So I do what I do so I can make sure I keep income because you're not going to come to my life and then try to change everything around and then think I owe you. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't see it for me. For others, okay, cool. But for me, I don't see it. And I've always been a go-getter. I've always been a hustler. I've always kind of been independent because I didn't grow up with anybody, you know. I was kind of always dolo solo. With that being said, I'm going to go back to the subject. How fellas like to say that women don't want a man when he down and this, that, and the third. Can I just be honest? Like, in both of my relationships, they both lost their jobs a couple of times. And I was the breadwinner. Or I was the one making sure that everything was taken care of. I was the one trying to make sure this, that, and the third. So it's not all women. Just like it's not all men. But I don't like that. Because I am one that does that. I am one that you don't have to have a bank account full of money. Like, I don't care about that. But I do care about you having some type of substance, some type of ambition about yourself, some type of get up and go about yourself. Because, again, we can't live in this world for free. It never works out like that, and it never will. So you have to do what you need to do to survive in this world. And I just... it just bothers me a lot. And then it be like, and I feel like it be the guys that are complaining are the ones that don't have any type of anything going for themselves. So they just want to bitch about the next person. And they want to bitch about a female. Like, I don't know. It's weird to me. And I think the only reason why I got up here to talk about it was because I seen a fella on Facebook talking about women. Horrible. Like, he's just dogging women out, and I'm like, we go through much, so much, just like men go through a lot. I just feel like we don't need to be dogging each other out, basically, because everybody go through something. But people do need to grow the hell up. Anyways, I'll get back on subject. I was always the one that try to make sure that if my guy doesn't have it, then I got it. Like, when I first met my ex-boyfriend, he was at work one day, and I took his car to go get the the ignition fixed on it. Like, I didn't even tell him, I just went and got it done, because I was trying to show him, like, yo, I don't want you for your money. I can make my own money, and I can do for you as well as you can do for me. Like, that's what I was trying to show him. So let me just say this, and then I'm going to end it, because this is going to be a short one. You ladies, we get into these relationships with guys, and maybe it's just me, but I'm a make it last forever type of female. I don't be wanting to start something with somebody and then, you know, like, we don't put no work into it. We don't put no type of effort into it. So, I always try to put 100% in it. But what I don't like is the fact that you could walk away at any given time and leave me to handle all this shit by myself. And I say this to say, always keep you a backup plan. Or always try to make sure you keep a hustle going so that you can make some type of funding. Try to remember that sometimes it ain't about you. Sometimes it's about the person. Like, for me, I think that with both of my relationships, with my marriage and then this last relationship. Well, this last relationship ended on... some other shit that couldn't have been prevented. But the marriage, that ended because whatever. Anyways, I think that for me, it was the fact that I really gave it my all to both of these people. And that's crazy, because with the marriage, I was like, okay, I'm done with love. And I took 6 months, you know, and worked on myself. And there this guy come along, and he's showing me something different from all the other fellas that's trying to talk to me. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. And just to be left to deal with stuff by yourself after the fact, I think that's the only thing that bothered me a lot. Because I literally lost everything with this ex-husband. And I damn near lost my mind. But again, that's on another podcast. Another episode. You can check that out on another one of my episodes. But just have a backup plan, a game plan or something. Because you don't know. I hate to speak like that. Like, everybody is not forever. But some people are not for forever. They're not going to be in your life forever. And I was always the type of person that said, I'm not going to get a divorce. I'm not going to get a divorce. We're going to make it work. But then, after all the shit I had to go through it, I was just like, bro, I'd rather be by myself. And then to this day, those people are dead to me. You know what I mean? But I had to get rid of it because it was too much and it was driving me insane and I was going to commit murder. But like I said again, that's in another one of my podcasts. So episodes, check that out in one of the other ones. I'm not going to talk about that in this. I'm just going to talk about how I tried. I ain't going to lie. And I might not have been perfect because, again, nobody's perfect. So I know I wasn't perfect. And there's definitely some shit that I know I could have worked on within myself. But because I was so focused on, especially with my marriage, like I was really focused on trying to make the shit work, on trying to show him, you know, who I, you know, and then I got caught up in my feelings and my emotions because of infidelity and blah, blah, blah. But with this last relationship, I really tried to show him that I was a real woman. And I mean, and I had my flaws, of course, because again, nobody's perfect. Again, there's some shit I could work on. And I knew that. I knew that. So I ain't gonna say I was a perfect wife, and I ain't gonna say I was a perfect girlfriend. I think that I was pretty decent. I think that I could have elevated. I know I could elevate someone's life if they get with me. That's just how confident I am. But because my mindset is to always elevate. I don't want to be stuck in the same shit that I was in last year. If I'm doing the same shit I did last year and there's no improvement in my life anywhere, then I need to change it. So in my mind, with relationships, with my relationship and my marriage, it was more like, I don't want to stay at this level. We're going to have to elevate. We're going to have to move, buy a house, get a business, get some steady revenue coming so that we can enjoy life together. That's my mentality. That's what I was thinking. Let's start a business, get some money rolling in, buy a house, and enjoy life with each other. That's my whole goal. Not drama, baby mamas, and baby daddies, and mamas that hate you, and daddies that, you know, I just, whatever. Anyways, again, that's a whole nother subject. I just think that's not, and then also, because I'm all over the place, also with that, it makes it hard for me to now accept anyone else that wants to come into my life because of that. Because I really sat there and tried to build them up. I did. I really did. Because I'm like, yeah, if they see how loyal I am, if they see how dedicated I am, if they see this, that, and the third about me, then they won't leave. Or they won't cheat. So it makes it hard for the next man to come into my life and be like, hey, I really want you. Yeah. It does. Because now what are your intentions? Because I'm not because I'm not the type of person that wants to stay at this level for forever. I'm not the type of person that wants to rent a house for forever. I want to go buy my own house. I want to go buy my own land. If we're going to be together, then we need to go buy a house and buy some land. Get a business. Get some shit going. So we can take vacations. You know what I mean? Like, and what's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with that. But I also don't see other people with that same mentality. Most guys that I've been coming in contact with, they're either scared to start a business. They don't want to start anything. without having the type of revenue business. Oh, and then I had one guy call me stupid. He said he was smarter than me. He didn't like the fact that I was smarter than him. But, you know, whatever. But I really wish that guys would stop saying it, because that's not true. And I really wish that if women would stop the shit that they do too, because it makes it hard for a good woman like me. I consider myself a good woman. I ain't say I was perfect. I ain't say I was awesome. I ain't say I was amazing either. I have my flaws. And I have my imperfections. But I will say that my mentality as a go-getter, I'm determined. And I have ambition to make shit happen. And I'm not just going to sit around. I could never be a housewife. I could never be a just sit-at-home housewife. A stay-at-home? Nah. Mm-mm. We got to stay at home? Who? If I'm going to stay at home, you best to believe it's going to be all type of little businesses I've been done did. Because I just need to make my own money. And that's just the core to it. Because I've been in situations to where I didn't have a choice but to carry the weight. And I never blamed the guy that I was with for it. Like, I never was harsh to him. I never cursed him out. I never belittled him. I never degraded him. I just supported him. Baby, what you want to do, babe? What do you want to do? Let's do it then. If that's what you want to do, let's do it. And go, and I would go and make the money so that it could happen. Like, this shit is crazy to me. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And I ain't even gonna front, dog. Like, even back in my hustling days, back in the days, I literally, when I got tired of running the streets, I went and got a legit job and had a boyfriend that was hustling and would make sure I had money for him so he could hustle. So he would have money. Like, the shit is crazy. Y'all can't sit here and tell me, yeah, I'm different. I'm damn sure different. Might be a little stupid. Damn sure might be a little stupid. Oh, I might be just a little bit. I believe so. And I'm going to tell you why I think I'm a little stupid too, since I'm on that subject. So, again, I broke up with my ex. Well, me and my ex-boyfriend stopped talking like August, maybe. June. It was probably around May, June. I officially stopped talking to him in August. However, I had met this one dude. And I was liking his mentality, right? So, in my mind, I was like, because I kept hearing him make little comments about the females that he'd have met, and obviously he had just got out of a relationship too, where he was hurt. So, I was trying to show him, like, you know, I'm a cool person. I'm a loyal female. I'm legit. I was trying to show him, like, I'm really about my shit. I'm about my business. You know, trying to send a man money for lunch. Bought the man something for his birthday. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I felt like it was special because it was from the heart. Trying to, you know, I was trying all kinds of stuff. I was just trying, you know, really. Because I was kind of liking him. Just a little bit. And then it was like, that shit didn't mean nothing. It didn't mean anything to him at all. And to this day, we don't talk because of a fucking video game. And that's cool too. But that situation right there makes me not want to, like, put effort into trying to get to know dudes, because I really was liking him and I really wanted to get to know him. But to him, I'm just another notch on the belt, because he didn't feel the same way I felt about him. And if he did, he didn't show it. You know, like, this shit is crazy. So I don't know that in the near future or far future, if there is going to be a guy that's going to come into my life that's ready for my mentality to elevate, to level up, to grow up, to build. I'm like this person ready to conquer the fucking world. And all I need is a teammate that's ready to do the same shit and not gonna leave. Not just gonna fucking leave. Once he's great, he goes and leaves and becomes better for someone else. Instead of being better for the person that helped you get there or was there with you when you was down and when you were not great. The shit is bananas to me. Like, I'm not hurt about it. I don't know if I'm just a fixer-upper. Like, I don't know if I'm a fixer-upper. Like, I don't know if I'm just supposed to be a fixer-upper and then once they're great, that's the end of our season together. You know what I mean? Like, is that what I am? I don't think so. But that's how it's been for my last couple of relationships. And even the one after, you can't even call that a fucking relationship. Let me stop playing. I was going to say the last one I was with before this one. I had a dude, he was a squatter, but whatever. That dude didn't give two shits about me either, because he was bringing chicks over to my house when I wasn't at work, talking about he lived with his sister. That nigga didn't give a fuck about me. He didn't care nothing about me. I even tried with him too, though. Like, that's the crazy shit. Like, I tried to make shit happen with his ass. The shit is crazy. It seems like I have not met the person that's like, oh shit, I found a female who's a go-getter and who want to make some shit happen. I have not met that dude yet that's ready for a woman like that. I have not met him yet. I really have not. And that's weird to me, because so many men are out here complaining about women not doing this, that, and the third, and here's one right here, and I keep running into the wrong ones my damn self. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, what y'all think? Like, what's your advice on that? Or do you have a similar story or a similar situation like that? Like, y'all, hit me a message. Leave me something so I can know if I'm the only one. Because right now, I feel like the only female out here dumb enough to build up another dude after I done did that 3 times already in my experience. We ain't even gonna talk about when I was younger, because those don't even count. I'm talking about from here on, since I've been to Charlotte, in North Carolina. I just keep running into motherfuckers who don't want to do better, and I feel like I'm trying to force them to do better. And that shit is crazy. Like, they don't want to elevate, and here I am trying to motherfucking get them to elevate. Like, hey, we can do this. Hey, let's do this. Let's team up and do this. That's me. Let's team up and do this. Let's start a business. Let's buy some land. Let's build a house together. That's me. Together. Not you do it and take care of me. Let's do this shit together. Like, my dumbass. I feel like a dumbass. I do. Like, I really do. No lie. Because I keep running into guys who don't want it. They don't want to elevate. They want to stay at the same level, do the same shit, and not elevate at all. I don't know. And then you got guys out here who are complaining about not finding a woman like that. No. Anyways, so yeah, I just wanted to get up here and talk, you know, and see if there was anybody else that's experiencing the same thing that I have experienced, and swap out stories. No, real talk though. The lesson that I've learned in that whole situation is that I just gotta stay focused on me, and the right person will come along when it's time. Like I said, if you listen to any of my previous episodes, I forced my last marriage. I mean, I forced my marriage. I forced it. I ain't gonna lie. Because I was ready to settle down. And then once I got into it, I forgot to make sure I keep myself together. You know what I mean? Because I let myself go mentally after being hurt so many times. I lost myself. And then with this ex-boyfriend of mine's, like I said, it wasn't a bad relationship. It's just that the only thing I could say was I was trying to help him start his own businesses. That's it. Like, and then he left and then never came back. So it wasn't no force and nothing in that one. There was nothing in there. Just that in the end, he wanted me to pick up and leave everything that was built down here to come somewhere that I know nobody at and I didn't want to be at. So we broke up. And the shit that happened while in the midst of all of that is the reason why I don't want to be back with him. He was a good dude though. But when shit goes bad, he's not the person that he was when I met. That's another story for another time. A whole another story for another time. But I do want to say thank you if you are listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure you share. If you have a story you would like to come up here and tell, you're more than welcome. I don't pass any judgments because I don't have any judgments to pass, okay? I do feel like people need to grow up on certain shit. But other than that, you do what you do. If you've been through what you've been through, I am not I don't judge people. Like, because everybody done been through something. Everybody got something that they done been through. How you elevate from that is you learn a lesson in it, and then you grow the hell up, and then you do what you're supposed to do and move on. Like, I think, yeah, that's another subject. Anyways, if you have a story that you want to come up here and tell or anything like that or any comments, you can feel free to leave them. Again, thank you. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Bringing the Real Podcast. Thank you.